Daniel, who's calling us from New York City. Hi, Daniel.
Hey, Dr. Wright. So I called you up about this about 6 months ago, but I don't know if I asked the right question, so I'm going to ask it a little differently. You had at that time, you had not heard of a disease called Stevens-Johnson syndrome. It's a mucous membrane.
No, I hadn't.
I got it from a pharmaceutical drug. You can also get it from a vaccine. It's a, you look like a burn victim. And what happened to me was it damaged my tear ducts and damaged the epithelial layer of my cornea. So here's, so I'm 55 now, and I'm going through life doing pretty well. I can see well, you know, little blurred vision here and there. I'm putting in artificial tears, maybe only like 4, 5, 6 times a day, depending upon where I am. And just to tell you, I used to live in like in Phoenix, in the hottest, brightest, driest probably climate, you know, here in the U.S. So I did fine there. Anyway, I get back to New York City. I used to live here, and about a year and a half into living here, I was at a stressful job doing a lot of computer work, and I noticed that I started becoming sensitive to light and then more sensitive to light, but this time it was in both eyes. I never had sensitivity to light in my right eye, only in my left eye, which is where the damage to my cornea and my tear ducts mostly was in Stevens-Johnson. So my question to you is, I'm looking for a systemic component here about why I all of a sudden am now very sensitive to light. It's very difficult for me to look at the computer screen without squinting, and it's really debilitating. And what comes to mind when you think of anything that systemically that could potentially affect me that is doing this? That's kind of where I'm headed now.
Okay. After we spoke last time, was I able to help you at all? I'm sorry, I didn't know about that disease, but let me know.
No, I appreciate you asking that. You recommended the vitamin A and vitamin C, I think it was eye drops.
Yes, sir.
I didn't know where to go to get that. I'm guessing a compounding pharmacy, but my ophthalmologist is fairly into nutrition, you know, and sort of on the
cutting
edge. And it's hard to find an integrative ophthalmologist, but I didn't know where to go and do that. But is there anything that's systemic that you can think that would affect the eyes? And this is my weak area, right? The weak area in my body is my cornea, so it's already been damaged. So
yeah.
Maybe someone who had normalized, you know, maybe they get a little dryness, and because it already was in a susceptible state. I'm looking for a component here that might have affected me.
Well, I am going to go back to vitamin A again, but not necessarily the eye drops to start with. It's long been known that if a person is having trouble adapting to the dark, that if they get themselves on vitamin A, this goes back to good grief, the 1930s, 40s, 50s, if they get themselves onto vitamin A, that the so-called dark adaptation problem will go away. Now, that's adaptation to the dark. Would it help with problems with the light? I've seen no research on that. But if it can help with perception of dark, hopefully it could help with perception of light. This is hopefully, again, like I told the last caller, I don't know this for sure, but just a little bit of reasoning here says that's true. Now, vitamin A is relatively safe until you get into the hundreds of thousands of units, and the only little people who it's not safe for are fetuses and, of course, young children. But once one is an adult, the safety of vitamin A at, for example, a quantity of 50,000 IU a day, which is not a whole lot. It really isn't. It's put in these thousands and thousands of IUs just so people will not overdose. But even so, 50,000 is not a lot. What would be a lot is several hundred thousand units. Anyway, 50,000 units a day isn't going to hurt anybody, with the exceptions I just mentioned. And you can take it systemically. And just to make sure it absorbs the best, there's a company for whom I do not work. I always let folks know when I work for some company, which I don't, or when I make up a formula, which I do, called Biotics Research, that has vitamin A in little drops that one puts under one's tongue. It's lyophilized, it's called, which means it absorbs better. And four of those drops make 50,000 units. You'd know within about 3 months whether it's going to do you any good, and it is systemic, and you can get those.
3 months, you said?
Within 3 months, yes, sir. You would know. And if it didn't work, okay, forget it. But you haven't hurt yourself, which is very important. And you can get those sometimes at your local natural food store. And if you can't find them, just go online to the Toma Clinic dispensary. The dispensary has those. They can ship them to you. We go through a lot of them because they help a lot of people get their vitamin A and they're better absorbed.
Okay. I did try the vitamin A, and I did get Biotics Research, but I'm not sure.
Good
I
for you.
50,000, and I'm not sure I did it for 3 months. So I will go back to that. Any other cofactors like A, D, or K? I mean, D or K that needs to be taken along with A that I should know about, or is it okay to just take A?
It is okay to just take A, but the other thing that comes to mind because it has to do, or I should say three things that come to mind because they have to do with proper DNA replication, which means when a tissue tries to make new cells, it can replicate better. And as you know, every tissue in the body builds up, breaks down, builds up, breaks down. Yes, it takes bone 7 years to completely, quote, turn over, unquote. And that's a long time, but still it builds up and breaks down, and every other tissue does too. So what are the three things that help with tissue buildup and breakdown? One of them is zinc, and the other two are vitamin B12 and folate. And notice I did not say folic acid. I said folate. That's the active type. So I look at my multiple vitamin, make sure I have at least a minimum of about 20 milligrams of zinc. By the way, it's very good for a guy's prostate anyway, even at that level. And then some B12 and folate, maybe 1,000 micrograms of each. And by the way, you can find something called active B12 and folate, which are the most active forms. That one is exclusively a Toma Clinic dispensary product. And no, I don't work for them, but I sure do help supervise them. It's called active B12 and folate.
The active folate, is that the only, you're talking about methylfolate, right?
Methylfolate and methylcobalamin in one tablet that my grandkids won't let go of. It just tastes so good because it's got some xylitol or natural sugar with the tablets.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of zinc do you recommend?
The most absorbable, because this is the way nature absorbs it into our bodies, is when it's combined with picolinic acid. So it's called zinc picolinate, and you can find that one in nearly any natural food store or compounding pharmacy or the Toma dispensary.
And what about copper? Should I also be doing?
Good, you've been doing your reading, sir. And there is only.
Oh, I've read your newsletter for a long time.
Okay, there's only.
Okay,
do you happen to subscribe to Green Medicine newsletter?
No, I didn't. Not your new one, but I should, right?
Well, of course, I'd recommend that, sir. I'd recommend that any old time. You go to all the W's .ANH-USA.org, ANH-USA.org. Scroll to the lower right-hand corner, and there's the picture of my ugly mug, and you can subscribe there if you want. So,
right, I know you had just started that a little while ago.
So back to zinc then. The only company that makes zinc combined with copper in the appropriate ratio is Nature's Life. And again, I don't work for them either, but they make a 30 milligram zinc with 2 milligrams of copper. Just about any of us guys who don't want prostate troubles might consider picking up on that after about age 40, 45.
Right, but that, if it's only got 3 milligrams of zinc.
No, 30, sir, 30, 3-0.
Oh, 30, okay, so I can take one of those.
Yes, you can, and I wouldn't go past that without consult with a doc who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. Okay, sir. Well, I hope this helps. Again, I can't say there's research right on point, but those are the things I'd recommend you try. And
just one real quick thing. I mean, what about like any kind of toxicity thing that might affect eyes? Mercury or lead or anything like that that could, like any tests I should be getting done?
If you can find it,
mm-hmm.
You did have a test for lead. You were going to say?
No, I had a test for Lyme, and four of the four markers, one came back empirical, and the other one came back positive. But I don't have the symptoms of Lyme. I just filled out like a 100-question Lyme questionnaire, and it was very low.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm just wondering anything else. Systemic that could be going on, buildup of toxicity of anything.
If you're looking at toxins, sir, go online to Great Plains Laboratory. They're in Kansas City. They have a very good toxins test, and you can probably mail it to them yourself if you feel like it.
Great Plains. That's not Great Smokies, is it?
Nope, it's Great Plains. Great Smokies is out of business. They got eaten up by another laboratory.
Oh, okay. So this is Great Plains Lab. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I appreciate it, and thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. You're welcome, sir.